into the show. This is the second half hour of hour number three on this Friday, January 12th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. We're trying to make a connection here with Dr. Sherry O'Donnell. She's a candidate for the Republican primary election for the U.S. Senate. And let's see. Okay, we're going to have to add her again into the board. I have to figure out what the heck is going on. I wonder if our VPN is blocking because I'm coming in from a third world country. You know what? Let me turn this off. Come back to Antrim County, Michigan. Make sure that's done. Okay, that's good. And for some reason, yeah, we're just not able to do it. So we'll just do it this way and see because she's on the computer. And we'll just add her in on the cell phone, see if we can do it this way. Get her to answer her call. Let's see. Answer your cell phone, and we will be good to go. Nope, she's not answering that because she expects to go on. Okay. Answer your cell. And do it this way. Try this one more time. All right.
Hello.
Hey, good morning, Sherry. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good, good. I understand that you guys are getting ready to travel this morning. You were supposed to be heading over toward Frankenmuth. Is that still on?
We're waiting for the latest report. We definitely want to go. And don't know whether or not it's going to behoove us to go because we're getting slammed over here with the ice and the snow, lake effect snow.
Okay.
So trying to figure it out. I'm adventurous enough. I'm ready to do that. But trying to balance that with wisdom and see what's going on because we're supposed to get between the 8 to 10 inches. And Frankenmuth is also getting hit. So making that decision here within the next 30 minutes.
Okay, got it, got it, got it. Now, you're right now down at your office, I believe. You're in the St. Joseph area, right?
That's correct.
Now, one thing that I'm watching the weather, and it seems like it's kind of tending to be more down in the southern part of the state, like where you're at, St. Joseph, heading over toward Metro Detroit, the Thumb area. But once you get north of Flint, It appears, according to the National Weather Service map that I'm looking at, it seems to be actually pretty clear up there. Are you seeing the same thing?
We're seeing the travel pattern that we're literally got to go through is literally right where the worst of the storm is, literally just right up, because we've got to go up through Lansing, Kalamazoo, Lansing, and on over.
Okay. Now, is there any way you could go up 131? Get out of, you know, Kalamazoo, Grand Rapids, and get up there maybe to 46 and go in the back door?
We're checking all that out, Trucker.
Yep.
Checking all that out because we want to be there. So we're looking at all those possibilities and seeing how to best safely get up there.
Right. Now, who is actually holding this event, this meeting today?
It is the 8th Congressional District. Excuse me, Randy. Sorry about that. It's the 8th Congressional District. We're actually calling it 8th District Roundup. And the gal that we've spoken with has just been super to work with us, but it's the 8th Congressional District.
Okay, did we lose her on that? Sherry, are you? Okay, very good. Now, the 8th Congressional District, so is this something that is actually being hosted then by their executive committee?
That's what it appears to be, Randy, so I'd have to say yes.
Okay. Now, one other thing I did want to ask you about, and I don't know if you were able to get all the information from the information that we had at the church meeting down in Grand Rapids on Tuesday. Tammy Clark, the vice president of Stand Up Michigan, announced that they've been working for over the past year with a lot of these outside organizations, for example, the Koch brothers, Americans for Prosperity, Heritage Foundation, Charlie Kirk's PAC, many other donors lists and things like that. They're going to actually fund candidates here in the state of Michigan, and they've challenged me to go around and talk to county parties, actual county, 83 county parties in the state, and basically explain this to them, how they're going to bring this outside money into Michigan, but they want the counties individually to set up a vetting committee and to start vetting all the candidates that will be appearing on their ballots in their local counties, and to make a recommendation and kind of like, these are the people we're supporting, these are the people we would like to see get elected. And I didn't know if you knew fully all about that plan. They're calling it the plan of 2024. I don't know if you were fully briefed on all of that.
Chuck, I wasn't fully briefed on that, but what I have heard, that makes the most sense. Now, let me explain to you why I think that makes the most sense. As we go to these events, it's the GOP parties that are in county, on a county level, that are holding these events, getting the candidates to come in and speak. And there's typically anywhere from 30 to maybe 100. And those people are the ones that have met the candidates. Those are the people that understand what the candidates are doing, have done, and what they're going to continue to do. The populace doesn't really. So sometimes they're going on name recognition. Sometimes they're going on, wait, who is this candidate? And since platforms are similar, I think that's a brilliant idea for the GOP county parties to, and the precinct delegates to say, look, we've done the vetting for you. It's almost, Randy, in a way, the human voter guide.
Oh, yeah.
So I think in that way it's very, very good. I think the other thing that does, and Paula Campbell, who I met the first time in Newaygo, she came in one night and she asked one of the most brilliant questions that I think should be asked of every candidate. What have you done on a local level first? Because what you've done historically should continue to speak what you will do futuristically. So when she asked me that, I said, you know, that is a brilliant question, because it gives the people an understanding of who their candidate really is. So I think the vetting process through the GOP is a good idea. And right now, you know, as fractured as some of the county GOP is and our state going through the trouble that they are, I think that's a good step forward.
Right. Well, hopefully some of this might get resolved tomorrow in Houghton Lake. But again, we're dealing with this snowstorm. We have no control over the weather. But if we're able to facilitate a meeting tomorrow morning in Houghton Lake, maybe hopefully some of that can be resolved. But basically, Stand Up Michigan, Tammy Clark explained, we're not going to rely on the Michigan GOP. We're not going to rely on the state party. We're going to break it down to the local level and rely on the county parties. There's only 83 counties, even though that's a large number. But really, if you stop and think about it, Sherry, 83 counties statewide, you know, actually giving input to a statewide organization like Stand Up Michigan, you know, they have almost 6,000 active members over the entire state. This is a good way to do the vetting process, disseminate the information, get it back to Stand Up Michigan, and then they can talk to these organizations. Maybe this might be a new way of doing elections here in the state of Michigan.
And I think, as I said, what I have heard of it and what I know of it, it is a brilliant process, because they're the ones that have gotten to know the candidates. They're the ones that have done that vetting process. I think that's a brilliant idea. I don't know if that was Tammy. I don't know if that was Armstrong, who kind of started Stand Up Michigan. But I think that's a brilliant process.
Yeah, absolutely. What are you hearing out there as you're going around the state and attending some of these events? People coming up to you, you're interacting, allowed to speak, and then answer questions. What are you basically hearing right now out there on the campaign trail?
Randy, there's so much goes in with what we were just discussing with, you know, the new vetting process. People are ready for a change. They're so tired of the same old, same old. They're tired of politicians that want to make, you know, promises and don't fulfill. They are ready to take our country back, to take our state back, and they're fired up. People are getting fired up, and the more fired up they are, the more inspired I am. They're loving my messaging and kind of rallying behind that. And I think truly, you know, I've heard people say the brand new party. I think people are ready for that change, ready to do what we need to do, ready for a leader that's going to move forward and do and represent the people. And for a leader that's got backbone, isn't bought out by establishment, we're ready. And they're just excited. They're fired up. And I think that's what we're seeing. And it was fun, Randy, because I have been traveling across the country, not only in our state, but I'm seeing the same thing over and over again. Monday night, I was in an organizational meeting for a True Texas Project. Oh my gosh, are they fired up? And it's like, wow, we just need to get some of these people up to Michigan too to continue to fire our troops up. And I realized, you know what? They are fired up because we're excited with what's going on.
Now, that was the group that you were speaking with down, I believe you said it was in Dallas, Texas.
That was a meeting that I went to. There were a lot of people that I met with when I was in Dallas. I met with some movie producers. I met with Jamie Thompson, who is responsible for God's Not Dead 1 and 2, and also Women for Trump. So we're, the country is rallying, and it's almost like we've got fires, you know, coming up and popping up all over the country, but it's fun to be able to integrate that and see that. It's like what's happening here in Michigan is happening across our nation, and we're ready to get, I think, Trump back into office. I think we're ready for people to start taking the helm and doing what we need to do and steering our country back in the right direction. And that's not only what I'm seeing in Michigan, I'm seeing that across the country.
Now, how many of these folks, hearing that you're from Michigan running for the U.S. Senate, how many of them are being, you know, receptive to your messaging and to what you're saying, and do they see the potential of helping you, your campaign, in flipping this seat from Democrat to Republican? Are you getting any kind of feedback from those groups outside the state?
Very much so, Randy, because they realize that Michigan was not only a swing state, but it is a critical seat this year in particular, and they realize that their states may not have an open Senate seat, or their states, like I spoke with someone in California, they know that they're not ever going to get a Republican senator in office. So they realize that being one of 100 senators is not only a vote for Michigan, it's a vote for the United States. And yes, people are getting fired up about that as well.
Excellent, excellent. Well, one thing that I know, I talked to a couple of other people this week, and they were contacting me saying, you know, we want to know who to vote for. And I said, well, you need to go to their websites. So basically, what can people do? What website would you like them to go check you out at?
DocSherry2024.com. And interesting, Randy.
Real quick, we got about 30 seconds.
DocSherry2024.com. I am the candidate that has multiple issues listed. Mike Rogers has nothing, no issues. You stand for nothing, you will fall for anything.
Amen. Absolutely. Well, you stay safe out there. Hopefully you can make it over to the 8th roundup, and we'll talk to you soon, Sherry.
Thanks much. Have a good weekend.
Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back. Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people, and even our pets, have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana, and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
Politics doesn't belong in the classroom, nor does the woke agenda. Hi, it's Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a physician, I know the importance of education. I want every child to have the same opportunities I did. That's why we must return to teaching academics rather than confusing children on gender issues. I will fight for the future of this generation. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Again, the weather appears to be to the south of us. Not saying we're not going to get any snow, but it appears that these high gusty winds, 8 to 10, 12 inches of snow right now, like Dr. Sherry just reported in St. Joseph. Folks, that's the most southern western part of our state, almost to Indiana. And it's heading right through Kalamazoo, Grand Rapids area, through Lansing, on the way to the 8th Congressional District Roundup. That's in Frankenmuth, Michigan. I just looked it up during the break. Now, they are saying we're going to get some snow coming in tonight, but the roads should be cleared. Hopefully, the winds will calm down, and everybody will be able to make it to Houghton Lake tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. If you're a precinct delegate, you have been invited by Christina Caramo to come to the state committee meeting tomorrow in Houghton Lake. The address is 4 Stone School Road. The number 4 Stone School Road, Houghton Lake, Michigan. If you'd like to register, text me MRP, return, underneath MRP, put your email address, and I will forward to you the invite and how to register by an email. Very simple. Send an email to info@migop.org. info@migop.org. They need your name, what congressional district you live in. If you're listening on 97.7 FM WCHY Sheboygan, you are in the 1st congressional district. Your county, what city, township, or village are you a precinct delegate in, your phone number, and of course your email address. Just send that email to info@migop.org. They'd like you to do it before 5 p.m. today, Friday, January 12th, but I'm sure if you send it after work tonight when you get home, or you're listening to the replay of this show today on demand via the podcast or on the stream player on the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, or the TuneIn app, just go ahead and send the email. I'm sure they'll accept emails through the night and possibly even early tomorrow morning. They have 200 seats possibly available for precinct delegates to come to witness the state committee meeting, the discussion, and to possibly, if there's some state committee members that don't show up, bad weather, whatever, you might be elevated to be a member, a voting member via a proxy for that state committee member. If somebody from your congressional district assigns you the proxy for the missing person, the missing member, you could end up voting tomorrow. So again, text me MRP, underneath that, your email address. I'll forward it to you from the radio station. And then you can get the instructions on how to register by an email. Send an email to info@migop.org with your information that they're looking for, and you'll be able to attend. God willing, we're going to have good weather. The roads will be clear. Hopefully the winds will calm down so we won't have whiteout conditions. And Vicki and I are shoving out of here in the morning with Mr. Snoop at 7:45. And we plan to get down there to Houghton Lake, hopefully about 9:30, 9:40, and to be able to register, get in, and take a seat. So love to have you guys join us and be part of this. Just even to come and witness it and be part of the discussion and just to hear what everybody's talking about. And if they take a vote, see what happens with the vote. And hopefully you can make it. If not, we'll have a live field report for you first thing Monday morning, 9 o'clock, when we come back on the air. So that's basically what we're looking to do for this weekend. We're not just a regular talk show host. We're not just going to talk for 3 hours and cover certain topics and discussions and then not be involved. We're going to be involved. And it's exactly, we're not asking you to do anything that Vicki and I are not willing to do ourselves. You know, it's, yeah, it's time out of your weekend. It's gas. You might even be having to fight some snowy, you know, whiteout conditions, but God willing, we're going to make it there and be able to be part of it. And so we hope you guys will do it as well. Again, the phone number to text to is 231-360-5140. Text me MRP, underneath that, your email address. And I'll send you the email and you can register. Now, these are for precinct delegates. That includes your executive committee boards. It also includes your county chairs, vice chairs, secretary, and treasurers. First congressional district members, precinct delegates, whoever you are listening to my voice, you are invited. So greatly appreciate you guys come join us. We're going to have a great time. Let's see. One other thing. Let's go. Oh, Nick. Happy 35 and a half birthday. No. 66, buddy. 66 years old today. I feel like I'm 30. So, Phil, great. Thank you, Nick. Greatly appreciate that. We'll be seeing you at the class there on Saturday, February 3rd. I saw you registered for that. Greatly appreciate that. Again, text me class. I'll send you the flyer and the link to the website, acconservatives.org, and you can register and get your materials all set to go. So, hey, that's it for this week. That's it for today's show. Now we go back to the memories caused by the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. Have a safe weekend. God willing, we'll talk to you on Monday.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659. Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Eagles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
My name is Todd Spalver. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education